So today we come to the last message on our study on the letters to the Philippians.
今天我们终于来到腓立比书这个讲道系列的最后一讲，就是腓立比书的最后一章。
So we give thanks to Heavenly Father for helping us as a church in the past year to learn many deep and essential lessons that we can find in this letter.
咁我哋作为教会整体咧，都向神献上感恩啦。多谢天父帮助我哋喺过去一年咧，从腓立比书呢个书信里面咧，学到好多好深远同埋好重要嘅一啲嘅功课。
So as you already know, this letter is what Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippian church, which by the grace of God he has built up.
咁我哋都应该知道啦，其实腓立比书咧就系保罗写俾佢靠住神恩典建立咗嘅腓立比教会嘅。
And what is special is he was imprisoned when he wrote the letter.
咁好特别嘅咧，就系当保罗写呢封信嘅时候，其实佢净系被囚禁嘅。
And yet, you can see he often rejoices in this letter.
但系咧，我哋又睇到喺信里面咧，不断流露出佢系经常嘅喜乐，常常喜乐。
So we give thanks to Heavenly Father for Apostle Paul's good testimony and for his teaching in explaining the Lord Jesus Christ's teaching to us.
咁所以我哋真系感谢神啦，使徒保罗咧，佢有美好嘅生命见证，同埋咧佢系非常之好嘅，将耶稣基督嘅教导咧去解释俾我哋听。
I pray that the Liverpool Church may also be trained up and built up by the Heavenly Father, like the Philippian Church.
咁我都真系向神祈求啊！愿佢咧建立我哋利物浦教会，可以变得就好似腓立比教会一样，系充满爱嘅一个教会。
So the Philippian Church was a loving church and self-giving church that participated in the sharing of the gospel, in the ministry of the gospel that Apostle Paul was engaged in.
咁腓立比教会咧就系一个充满爱心啦，好舍己愿意付出嘅教会。佢哋当时咧都系好积极咁参与喺去支持保罗佢去传福音嘅事工当中。
And the Father also guide us and train us up, to share, to help us to share His heart and mind in Christ Jesus.
咁所以都愿神继续引导我哋啦，去训练我哋，以至我哋可以更多嘅分享神嘅性情，佢嘅意念。
So today's passage is a bit long, so if you have a Bible with you, it would be helpful for you to have it on your hand.
咁今日嘅经文咧系稍微长啲嘅，如果你哋手上有圣经咧，都会比较好啦，可以自己翻开今日嘅经文。
If not, then we also prepare the slides on the screen.
咁但系如果大家冇咧，当然都可以睇我哋荧幕上嘅呢个图形嗰个片。
So today's passage is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verse 10 to 20.
咁今日嘅经文咧，就系喺腓立比书4:10-20节。
So let me read to you first from verse 10 to 14, and Pastor Grace will read in Chinese from verse 15 to 20.
咁首先咧，我哋会用英文读出10-14节啦，然后中文读出15-20节。
So Philippians chapter 4, verse 10. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secrets of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble.
15节，腓立比人啊，你们也知道我开始传福音离开马其顿的时候，在收支的事上，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会和我分担。就是我在帖撒罗尼加，你们也一再差人来供给我的需要。我并不求什么馈赠，只求你们的果子不断增多，归在你们的账上。但我已经如数收到，并且有余。我已经充足。 因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈赠，当作极美的香气，为神所接纳、所喜悦的祭物。我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。阿门。
So our passage today is the last exhortation that Paul wrote to the Philippian church before his final greetings in the letter.
咁我哋今日睇嘅经文咧，其实就系保罗啊，佢喺要去结束呢篇嘅佢嘅信书信啦，作出最后一啲嘅祝福语之前，俾我哋嘅劝勉，应该系俾腓立比教会嘅一啲劝勉。
And there are some precious lessons that we can learn in it.
咁我哋都喺当中可以学到啲好宝贵嘅功课。
Whether it's for brothers and sisters in Christ, or for some of you who are still seeking to know God and to experience Him.
咁所以无论咧系已经系主里面嘅弟兄姊妹啦，定系当中仍然喺度寻求紧，去想更多经历神嘅朋友。
Can observe how God's power can be alive and working in a Christian.
咁你就可以去观察到咧，究竟神嘅能力系点样喺基督徒嘅生命当中去工作去发动。
So let us make some observation first regarding this passage.
我哋首先咧都去观察下呢段经文。
So we can see that Paul was taking the last opportunity to express his heartfelt thanks to the Philippian church for the gift of love that was sent through Epaphroditus to him.
咁我哋就睇到啦，保罗咧系争取呢个最后机会啊，去表达佢对腓立比教会嘅感谢，因为佢哋透过以巴弗提咧系特别去带咗一啲金钱上嘅馈赠俾佢。
So brother Epaphroditus was a member of the Philippian church, and through him, yeah, they sent some gifts to support Apostle Paul financially in his ministry of the gospel.
咁其实以巴弗提咧就系腓立比教会一个弟兄啦，咁透过佢啊，佢就系代表腓立比教会带上一啲嘅爱心嘅礼物，其实就系经济上咧去支持保罗嘅事工。
So can we see the next slides? So should you eat breakfast today?
咁唔知大家今朝有冇食早餐咧
？So why the sandwich? Maybe for lunch. So actually, this whole passage is like a sandwich.
咁其实咧，今日要睇嘅经文咧，有啲似一个三明治咁嘅结构。
So next slides. So because in verse 10 and from verse 14 to 20, yeah, can be seen as Paul's expression of thanks to the Philippian church and to God.
因为咧喺第十节啦，同埋后面第十四至二十节咧，可以系睇为咧保罗佢向腓立比教会去表达佢嘅谢意。
So to God.
亦都系向神去表达呢份感谢。
And what is in between Paul's expression of thanks is verse 11 to 13.
咁喺保罗去表达佢嘅感谢嘅中间咧，就系11至13节啊。
So Paul is sharing an important spiritual lesson he has learned over the years.
保罗喺度咧，同大家分享一个佢咁多年积累落嚟学到嘅非常重要嘅一个属灵功课。
So this is the first observation on the passage that we can make.
咁呢个就我哋第一点可以从经文嗰度观察到嘅。
And the second observation on the passage is can be seen in verse 18.
咁第二个观察咧，能够喺第十八节嗰度睇到。
There is a spiritual principle involved here.
咁喺呢度咧，一个好重要属灵嘅原则。
So Paul sees the Philippian church gifts out of their love for him as a fragrant and pleasing sacrifice before God.
咁保罗咧就将腓立比教会俾佢哋，即系出于爱心啦，俾佢嘅呢个馈赠咧，睇为向神一个极度极馨香，系讨神喜悦嘅献祭。
So we may be wondering, the gift was given to Paul, but why did Paul say it was a fragrant offering to God?
咁可能我哋就会谂啦，呢个礼物啊，一馈赠唔系俾阿保罗嘅咩？咁点解保罗又话咧呢个系一个俾神一个好馨香嘅祭物咧
？So this is actually a spiritual principle that we can observe here.
咁其实呢度我哋就睇到一个好重要嘅属灵原则。
So how we treat the servants of God, the people of God, is also a direct reflection of how we treat God Yahweh Himself.
其实我哋点样去对待神嘅仆人同埋神嘅子民咧，正正系一个好直接反映出我哋系点样对待亚维神佢自己嘅。
We cannot say we love God, yet we do not love the brothers and sisters in Christ.
我哋咧唔可以话啊，我好爱神嘅，但系咧我哋却唔爱我哋身边嘅弟兄姊妹。
How we relate to the servants of God, whom God has given His authority, is also a reflection of how we relate to God in our heart.
其实咧，我哋点样去同神所设立嘅佢嘅仆人，就系、是、神将呢个权柄交咗俾佢嘅仆人， 呢一个态度咧，正正系反映我哋心里面其实系点样同神去相处嘅。
So this is why Paul can say that the Philippian church, their gifts out of their love for God and for him is a fragrant sacrifice that is pleasing and acceptable to God Yahweh.
系因为呢个原因咧，保罗能够话咧，腓立比教会佢哋出于爱嘅去俾出呢个馈赠，其实系俾神，亦都系俾佢嘅，而且咧系神睇为咧非常之蒙佢悦纳一个好馨香嘅祭物。
So this is the second observation we can make on this passage regarding this spiritual principle we can notice in verse 18.
咁呢个咧就我哋从18节嗰度能够观察到嘅第二点，系一个属灵嘅原则。
So after these initial observations on this passage, today I would like to draw your attention on the spiritual lesson that is found in verse 11 to 13.
咁我哋经过一啲初步观察咧，而家好快嚟到11至13节入面一啲好重要嘅属灵功课。
Take a look. Yeah, so actually, what is precious in these three verses, and also by looking Philippians chapter 4 as a whole?
咁其实咧喺呢三节经文里面啦，同埋如果我哋睇翻第四章嘅全部内容咧，咁入面系包括咗一啲好宝贵嘅功课嘅。
We can observe a picture of a Christian portrayed here.
咁其实我哋就会睇到一个基督徒系点嘅。
So remember I shared with you about a year ago at the start of our study on Philippians.
咁唔知大家记唔记得啦？大概1年前啊，我哋正开始呢个腓立比书系列嘅时候，我已经同大家分享过。
In God's wisdom, in the four chapters of Paul's letter to the Philippians,
咁喺神嘅智慧里面咧，喺腓立比书嘅4章里面。
each chapter actually contains a picture of a Christian.
咁其实每一章咧都包含咗一个基督徒嘅描述。
Showing what a true Christian by God's enabling grace is truly like.
佢俾我哋睇到咧一个真正嘅基督徒啊，靠住神嘅恩典应该系点样嘅。
So, a test of your memory. So, do you remember what the picture is in chapter 1?
嗱，咁要考考大家记忆力咯。咁喺第一章究竟呢个基督徒系用咩图画嚟表达咧？
Yes. So, Uncle Five is 宝刀未老。
宝刀未老
So
，Which
what's
what does it mean? That means in 宝刀未老，How do you translate it?
capable.
Yeah, very
Oh,
much.
got it. Yeah. So chapter one, Uncle Faye said that is a picture of a soldier.
Yeah, so 第一章咧，其实就系一个士兵嘅图画。
About chapter two.
咁第二章咧？
So what is a Christian portrayed like over there?
喺第二章，一个基督徒又系被描述为一个点样嘅图画咧？
Over there, it talks about the mind of Christ.
嗱，入面亦都特别提到啊，以基督嘅心为心。
So, it's a picture of a servant, or more specifically, that of a priest.
咁其实咧，就系一个仆人奴仆嘅图画，或者可以更具体讲咧，系一个祭司嘅图画。
So, we are moving closer to our short-term memory. So, chapter 3. So, do you recall our picture? Of Christian we saw there.
嗱，好啦，我哋而家咧短期记忆可以开始嚟啦。咁第三章又记唔记得系一个咩图画咧？
So Paul sets his strive towards the prize of the upward call that is in Christ. Yeah.
系啦，咁保罗咧就特别讲到佢竭力追求啊，嗰个从天上咧召佢嚟得嘅奖赏。咁啊，Pastor Lucy 就话系一个。
Athlete.
系啦，就一个运动员嘅图画。
Yeah, so chapter 3 is a picture of the athlete. So looking at the passage, so what is the picture of a Christian portrayed here?
咁我哋睇翻今日嘅经文，究竟喺呢度又描述一个基督徒究竟系点样嘅咧？
It's certainly not Ah Gan, Forrest Gump.
点解？呢 个系啦，即系就唔系阿甘正传嘅阿甘喎。
Is some sort of is it some sort of attitude that's always try to be happy?
Oh, 系咩？嗰个咪阿 Q
Oh,
啊？
sorry, it's not very smart. Yeah, so
阿甘都系，系讲本来讲嘅 for。
some people don't agree with Christians. They think they are always trying to be happy all the time in all the circumstances. They have doing that for no reason. Yes.
好啦，其實係想講唔係阿 Q 精神，咁咧就唔係話，哎呀有好嘢唔好嘢都即係好似自我安慰就都講成好好啊咁樣啦，好似好開心啊咁樣。
So if you look at this passage closely,
如果你真係細心去睇今日嘅經文咧，
what is portrayed here is an overcomer.
咁其實咧喺呢度所形容嘅係一個得勝者。
Yeah, one who is able to overcome any circumstances or situation that come his way or her way.
就系一个咧，能够无论落入任何境况咧，佢都能够胜过嗰个际遇。
And he does this by the grace of God that enables him, that strengthens him.
而佢之所以咁做咧，系靠住神嘅恩典赐俾佢力量，可以去得胜有余。
So in chapter 4 of Philippians, the picture is that of an overcomer.
所以咧喺腓立比书第四章啊，所描述嘅基督徒就系一位得胜嘅人。
A Christian in God's salvation plan is one who is able to overcome difficult situations and challenges by the grace of God.
咁所以咧，系啦，喺神嘅救恩计划里面咧，呢、这个人咧系能够去靠住神嘅恩典，胜过无论几咁困难嘅环境啦，或者所面对嘅挑战。
In other words, a Christian is lives a life that is victorious by God's grace.
咁换句话讲咧，一个基督徒啊，靠住神嘅恩典咧，系能够过一个好有胜利嘅得胜嘅基督徒生命。
But how do we become a Christian, a disciple of Jesus who is able to overcome challenges, temptations, and trials of faith?
咁但系我哋点样先可以成为一个真正耶稣嘅门徒，一个基督徒咧，系有呢个能力胜过任何挑战，我哋呢啲唔同嘅试探或者信心嘅考验咧？
So is there any guidance we can notice here in Paul's exhortation to the Philippian church?
咁喺今日使徒保罗俾我哋嘅劝勉里面，能唔能够揾到任何嘅指引？
Actually, yes, we can learn from Paul's sharing in verse 11 to 13.
咁其实我哋系能够喺入面咧，特别系第11至13节学习到。
So there are two key points regarding being an overcomer, a victorious Christian.
能够学习到有两个好重要嘅关键，就系如何可以成为一个得胜有余嘅基督徒。
So in today's sermon, I would like to share with you these two important points.
咁喺嚟紧我嘅讲道信息里面咧，希望同大家分享呢两个重点。
So we together as a church may ponder and learn by the grace of God to also be overcomers in our daily life.
咁以致咧，我哋教会整体咧都能够靠住神嘅恩典咧，学习成为一个真正嘅得胜者。
So the first essential lesson we must learn in order to become a victorious Christian is the lesson of being content, as Paul mentioned in verse 11.
咁第一个咧，好重要嘅功课，我哋一定需要学习。如果我哋想成为一个得胜者，就系、是、点样好似保罗喺第十一节所讲嘅，学习去知足。
Because if you and I do not learn this lesson of contentment well,
因为咧，如果你同我话唔好好学习知足呢个功课咧，
then it's almost guaranteed that we will live as a defeatist and grumbling Christian.
咁啊，几乎可以保证啊，你就算做基督徒咧，都只会系一个常常失败同埋咧经常埋怨嘅一个基督徒。
Much like the situation of the first generation of the Israelites in the wilderness.
咁咧就好似啊，第一代净系出埃及喺个旷野嘅以色列人咁样。
So at that time, Moses, by God's guidance, led Israelite out of Egypt, so they were no longer slaves in Egypt.
咁其实当时啊，摩西啊，藉住神嘅引导咧，已经将以色列人从埃及为奴之地拯救出嚟，以致佢哋唔需要再做奴隶嘅。
But unfortunately, they did not learn this lesson well.
但好可惜，佢哋并冇好好咁学习知足呢个功课。
Yeah, they were very discontent, dissatisfied people.
佢哋一班咧，常常都诸多不满，都从来唔识满足嘅人。
We will ponder on their example more in a moment.
咁我哋一阵间会更多嘅去睇佢哋嘅例子。
But let us notice this lesson of contentment is what is in regard to in this context of post sharing.
咁但系我哋可以起码知道咧，喺保罗呢 段嘅教导分享里面咧，其实关乎呢个学习知足嘅功课嘅。
So if you look at what Paul is saying, he's not saying.
咁如果我哋真系去睇翻保罗呢度讲紧嘅咧，佢并唔系话
I'm very content to be not moving spiritually in my spiritual life.
佢就唔系话，哎呀，我咧属灵上咧毫无长进啊，停滞不前，我都好满足，好知足。
So after knowing the gospel, I just stop here. I don't know. I don't feel like committing myself to God.
咁我听到福音啦，哎呀，但系我咧就唔想向前喐，我又唔想去真系完全嘅委身俾神。
Say, ah, I'm very content.
咁你都可以
Yes, I
话，
am.
我而家好满足于我而家嘅状况啊。
Is that what Paul means here?
咁呢个系咪保罗嘅意思咧？
Actually, no. He's talking about the circumstances, the situation he's facing.
当然唔系啦，佢呢度讲到嘅系佢无论遇到乜嘢嘅境况、咩嘅际遇。
He's not talking about being spiritually complacent or lazy.
喺嗰啲嘅际遇，佢都能够知足，所以佢并唔系喺度话咧，我哋属灵上可以去闲懒啦，我哋属灵上已经好自满。
For Christians, is not to encourage laziness or unfaithfulness in our relationship with God.
咁所以对于我哋基督徒嘅弟兄姊妹，当然啦，我哋唔系去鼓励人啦，去闲懒，亦都唔去忠心嘅咁结出果子。
Because God is working, through Christ.
咁因为神咧喺时常都藉住耶稣基督咧喺度做工。
There are still many people he is very concerned, yeah, for their salvation.
而神咧仍有好多佢所关心嘅朋友，佢哋系好需要救恩。
So, yeah, the lesson of contentment is not spiritual laziness or unfaithfulness.
咁所以咧，我哋讲到呢份嘅满足，当然就唔系话属灵上一种自满，即系变相就系好闲懒啊，或者唔忠心啦。
Yeah, it's in terms of yeah, the situation and challenges that we face.
系讲紧咧，我哋好多时候所面对一啲嘅困境啊，一啲唔同嘅挑战。
And this lesson of contentment is not easy to learn.
咁呢一个知足嘅功课，当然唔容易学习。
And Paul said he had to learn, right? He said, I had learned.
咁但系你见到咧，保罗都话我已经学会啦。咁即系话佢都需要经过一个学习嘅过程。
And it's not easy because there are many distractions and lies in the world that try to make us discontent.
之所以唔容易学到咧，系因为呢个世界充满住令我哋分心嘅事情，亦都有好多嘅谎言。
So what was this past Friday?
而且啲谎言会令到我哋咧就唔满足嘅。咁啱啱过去礼拜五系咩日子咧？
So what was Friday? Black Friday, right?
白色星期五。
Oh, sorry, next Friday. Oh, okay. Is it next Friday? Okay. All right,
fine. You just saw too many ads claim to have Black Friday deals.
Oh, it's already started.
可能系之所以搞错，因为已经太多所谓有呢个特价嘅呢啲咁嘅广告喺度。
Yeah, so, you know, Black Friday is sort of opportunities for sellers and shops to advertise and attract people to buy.
咁其实呢所谓嘅黑色星期五呢啲咁嘅推销手法，就系希望借呢个机会咧，去吸引更多嘅顾客嚟消费。
Encourage us to buy more things.
咪鼓励我哋快啲买多啲嘢啦。
Because the world trying to work on our discontent.
其实世界正正就系利用人咧唔满足嘅嗰个心理。
Yeah, so you want to, if you have a phone, you want to, urge you to buy, more beautiful phones or newer phones.
咁譬如我哋已经有手机㗎啦，咁但係可能呢又会鼓吹人呢去买追求更好嘅更靓嘅。
If you have a Switch 1, they want you to buy Switch 2, Switch 3.
你睇咪啲电子游戏嘅人。即係打机嘅可能呢已经有某一个型号你呀，佢鼓励你继续升级啦。
So the world appeals to our desire and greed.
所以其实个世界呢都系不断去针对我哋嘅欲望啦，同埋我哋嘅贪心。
Trying to make us think if only we have the items or the things or enjoyments, our life will be happy and content.
就是引导我们啊，会去以为只要我们能够得到那些东西呢，我们的生活就会很美满，很幸福，很满足。
But if we depend on our, yeah, these transient things,
嗱，如果我哋系依靠嘅就系呢啲短暂嘅嘢咧，
For our happiness and contentment,
啊，以为咁可以从中得到快乐同埋满足，
then the truth is you'll never be content.
咁事实就系你永远都唔会满足嘅。
Because on our own, we can easily become greedy, and a person's desire is sort of bottomless, is endless.
咁因为咧，我哋人系好容易有贪心，而且咧，人嘅欲望咧系无穷无尽嘅。
This is one reason why contentment is hard to learn for a Christian.
所以亦都系呢个原因，点解对于基督徒嚟讲，要学习满足知足系非常之难。
Because the world, Satan, the evil one, is constantly trying to draw our attention away from God Yahweh and from Jesus Christ.
因为无论系世界好，或者背后撒旦都好啦，魔鬼，佢又系经常咧藉住呢一啲去尝试将我哋嘅注意力咧转离开耶和神同埋耶稣基督。
But actually, there are ways to learn and be trained by Heavenly Father to learn this lesson of contentment.
不过咧，其实系有方法，我哋点样可以俾天父去训练，去以至我哋能够学习到呢个满足知足嘅功课嘅。
As Apostle Paul himself also learned over the years.
就好似使徒保罗去咁多年里面咧，去学习到嘅。
So regarding learning contentment in Christ, I would like to share with you 2 points.
咁关于咧点样学习呢份知足，我都想同大家分享2点。
So we can learn to submit to God's will and to be content in facing different kinds of circumstances and situations as they come into our lives.
以至咧，我哋可以一齐学习，系甘心乐意嘅顺服喺降服喺神带我哋要去经历唔同嘅处境。
So the very first or very the first important points we must know and be aware of is
咁第一点，我哋一定要留意，要去知道嘅，
where your eyes are fixing or looking.
就系咧，你嘅眼目系注视喺乜嘢身上咧？
If you fix your eyes on yourself,
如果你嘅焦点、你嘅眼目常常都系专注喺自己身上，
On your needs
喺你嘅需要身上，
or your family's needs,
或者你家人嘅需要身上，
then the consequence is that you will often feel discontent
咁咧个结果系一定你会感到好不满嘅，
or even critical of others.
即系你会觉得唔满足，甚至咧你对身边嘅人会好挑剔。
So I think you have met demanding or picky people in our everyday life.
我相信咧，大家都有碰过一啲咧喺你生活当中觉得比较好高要求啊，即系好或者系好挑三挑四嘅人
Can be your classmates,
啊，可能系你嘅同学啦，
can be your own kids,
可能你自己嘅仔女啦，
maybe your father, mother,
可能你嘅父母啦，
your customer,
你嘅顾客
or your colleague.
啊，可能系你嘅同事。
Because when they think from their self-centered perspective,
因为当佢哋从好自我为中心嘅出发点去睇嘢嘅时候，
so they hold on to what they think is their rights and what they can demand from others. For themselves.
佢哋咧就会好捉紧啊，自认为系佢哋嘅权利，佢哋咧认为系有权咁样去要求其他人去满足佢哋。
And yeah, sadly, if we are not careful, we as Christians can also behave self-centeredly and become critical of others.
咁好可悲嘅就系咧，如果我哋唔小心啊，其实基督徒都可以落入呢种常常系非常自我为中心嘅态度啦，同埋咧亦都会对人系非常之挑剔苛刻嘅。
So when we first come to church, I think we also come because we feel empty. Yeah, we want to know the meaning of life.
咁可能咧，我哋大家嚟到教会啊，最初都可能系基于我哋心里面觉得有种空虚啦，或者好唔知人生意义系乜嘢啦。
So we want to receive guidance. We want to get something from the truth.
咁我哋好想得着一啲嘅指引，啊，希望能够从中得着一啲真理。
But after we become Children of God,
但系当我哋成为咗神嘅儿女之后咧，
after we experience the sacrificial love of Christ Jesus,
当我哋经历过耶稣基督佢完全舍己，好自我牺牲嘅呢个精神之后咧，
we understand what true love is,
我哋明白真爱系乜嘢。
which is to, give of oneself.
其实真爱咧，就系愿意倒空自己去付出自己。
However, if we are not watchful, we can still, think very self-centered way.
但系咧，如果我哋唔警醒啊，唔注意咧，我哋仍然可以系停留喺一个非常自我为中心嘅态度思想。
So some Christians come to church not to give themselves to God or to the body of Christ.
所以咧，有啲所谓基督徒咧，佢哋嚟教会咧，其实并唔系谂点样可以将自己付出为到呢个基督嘅身体。
You know, they want to see what church can offer to them.
佢哋只系关注教会可以俾啲乜嘢佢哋。
What they can take away from the church.
佢哋可以从教会嗰度攞到啲咩咧？
If they can't find what they are looking for.
如果佢哋喺间教会揾唔到佢哋想要嘅嘢，
then they feel discontent.
咁佢哋就会内心觉得不满。
And even critical, yeah, of others.
咁咧，甚至咧就对周围嘅人咧就有呢个好挑剔嘅态度。
So this is a danger that if we are not watchful, if we are not renewed in our minds, we can fall into.
嗱，咁呢一个咧就系一个好大嘅危机。如果我哋作为基督徒唔警醒，亦都冇俾神去更新我哋嘅心思意念咧，就会落入呢种境况。
So this kind of mentality was actually what happened to the first generation of Israelites in the wilderness.
而呢个正正就系、发生喺第一代、出埃及喺旷野里面嘅以色列人嘅当中。
So God Yahweh was training his people to trust in him in all circumstances.
当时Yahweh神咧系训练紧佢嘅子民咧，要喺无论乜嘢境况都完全嘅信靠佢。
From time to time, Yahweh God allowed the Israelites to go through tough and trying situations.
神Yahweh神咧系容让以色列民啊喺时不时都要落入一啲比较去挑战佢哋，比较熬炼佢哋嘅境况。
But the Israelites back then only fixed their eyes on themselves.
但系当时咧，以色列人只系将眼目集中喺佢哋自己身上
，but not on God Yahweh or on their leader Moses，
并唔系集中眼目去睇耶和神或者带领佢哋出埃及嘅摩西呢个领袖身上。
So their needs, what they don't have，
咁所以咧，佢哋当时嘅需要啦，佢哋睇到自己缺乏所冇嘅呢啲嘅嘢
，what they crave，
同埋佢哋想要嘅嘢
，were their focus，
就系佢哋嘅专注点。
So they complained and grumbled against Moses and against God Yahweh.
以致佢哋唔单止系向摩西去发怨言啦，去抱怨啦，其实亦都系喺度向耶和华神自己发怨言。
So they didn't see that God Yahweh had already graciously blessed them and provided them day by day.
佢哋睇唔到耶和华神其实已经好恩慈嘅日复日咁样去供应佢哋所需要，亦都去祝福佢哋。
For example, the miraculous provision of manna day after day.
就好似每一日都去供应呢啲玛拿呢个从天上嚟嘅食物。
And also this photo，
亦都好似呢幅相咁样咯。
So do you recognize this？
大家能够认出系咩嚟咧
？A tornado or explosion？
当然呢度其实就唔系一啲龙卷风啊咁样吓，或者爆炸。
So this is a picture of what happened back then every day。
咁其实咧系当时啊每一日都有嘅景象嚟嘅。
So God's continual presence，
咁系咩？
Yeah, this is God's continual presence with them in the form of the pillar of cloud by the day and pillar of fire by the night.
咁其实咧呢度睇到咧就系、是、神咧藉住日头就有呢个云柱啦，夜晚就有火柱咧去彰显佢嘅同在啊。
So when you think about it, the pillar of clouds when is with them, yeah, you know the wilderness can be hot, so it can provide shelter, I mean shades, yeah, for these rites.
嗱，咁个云柱有咩作用咧？咁喺呢个旷野路上咧，日头好炎热噶嘛，咁呢个云柱就能够好似为佢哋遮太阳咁样咯。
The pillar of fire by the night can warm them up.
咁而夜晚有火柱咧，就能够带俾佢哋温暖。
So, yeah, manna, this presence of God was with them day by day.
所以无论系藉住食物呢、这个玛拿啦，同埋神嘅同在咧，其实每一日都系丰富嘅供应俾佢哋。
However, they couldn't see, God's blessing and presence, and they weren't content.
但系咧，好可惜咧，佢哋唔单止睇唔到，佢哋唔满足，佢哋睇唔到神俾佢哋嘅祝福。
Because they only fix their eyes on themselves, but not on God, nor on the will of God for them.
因为佢哋并唔系将眼目咧集中翻喺神同埋神对佢哋所怀嘅意念嘅旨意上。
So, my dear brothers and sisters and friends,
所有亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹朋友
，Are we people who are willing to learn the lesson of contentment from God?
我哋系咪一班愿意学习喺神里面时常知足嘅人呢？
The first thing we must do is learning to turn up and fix our eyes on God Yahweh Himself.
第一样我哋必须学习嘅就系时常将眼目转向并且定睛喺亚维神身上，
In our everyday life,
系我哋每一日嘅生活系咁。
but not to function in a self-centered way or have this self-centered mentality.
而唔系咧，常常都话有呢种好自我为中心嘅思维模式，只系专注喺自己身上。
If we often focus our attention on ourselves, we will refuse the training and lessons from God to shape and transform our lives.
如果我哋嘅专注啊，常常都喺自己身上咧，其实我哋系会拒绝从神嚟嘅呢啲嘅训练、呢啲锻炼，或者神想学习神想我哋学习嘅功课，以致我哋先能够被塑造啦、被改变咧，去能够学习到呢份满足嘅。
Like Heavenly Father Yahweh wanted his people to learn and to mature in their faith and purify their hearts in the wilderness.
就好似当年啊，神咧，其实都系希望藉住呢啲锻炼去，帮助以色列人灵命上能够成熟啦，同埋去炼净佢哋嘅心。
But they refused to learn.
但系佢哋系拒绝去学习。
Any unfavorable circumstance become their trigger to complain and to grumble against God.
有任何环境上唔满意、唔如意嘅地方咧，佢哋就会成为一个促使佢哋开始向神去抱怨啊、埋怨嘅原因。
The result would be terrible.
咁样嘅结局咧，系非常之可怕嘅。
Because over the time, they became people whom God was not pleased with.
因为随住时间推移咧，佢哋成为咗神唔喜悦嘅人。
So God said there were 10 times they sinned against him.
咁圣经特别记载神咧话有10次啊，佢哋以色列人透过咁样抱怨系去得罪佢。
Eventually, they were all rejected by God Yahweh, except Joshua and Caleb.
最终啊，佢哋呢一代嘅以色列民全部都被亚伟神拒绝，只系仅仅剩翻约书亚同埋加勒。
Because they were wholeheartedly following after Moses and after God.
因为佢哋两个系全心全意嘅跟随摩西，跟随神。
So the first important key to learn contentment
所以咧，第一个学习满足嘅重点系，
is to be aware where we fix our eyes.
就系要去留意啊，我哋究竟将眼目系集中专注喺啲乜嘢身上咧？
On God,
系喺神身上吗？
on ourselves, or on the world.
定系喺我哋自己身上，又或者喺世界嗰度咧？
And the second point that can help us to learn contentment in Christ is learning to give thanks.
咁第二点帮助我哋可以学习呢份满足咧，就系喺基督里面常常去感恩。
And also to do this often in our everyday life in all circumstances.
同埋咧，系讲紧咧，要每日嘅生活，无论乜嘢嘅境况，都学习去感恩。
When we realize how blessed we are and how God Yahweh is already working and has blessed our lives,
当我哋意识到我哋其实系几咁有福，神咧点样已经多次去祝福咗我哋，帮助咗我哋。
then we'll feel joyful and content in God to praise and to give Him our thanks.
咁我哋自然就会好有喜乐啦，会好想去感谢神。而且咧，我哋心咧系会有呢份嘅满足嘅。
On the other hand, if we are often ungrateful, taking God and others in our lives for granted.
但系如果系我哋反而咧唔系如果我哋另一方面，如果我哋咧个心时常都唔识得感恩，我哋仲会咧将神或者其他人咧当作系理所当然嘅时候。
Then it's easy for us to become discontent and critical of others.
咁我哋好容易咧就会变得唔满足，甚至去对人哋系好挑剔、好苛刻嘅。
So let us learn from Apostle Paul's example.
咁所以我哋都一齐向使徒保罗去学习。
We can observe Paul often give thanks throughout this letter, throughout the chapters in this letter.
咁我哋睇到使徒保罗啊，佢喺写个腓立比书嘅，即系当中咧系多次嘅去献上佢嘅感谢俾神。
He also learned it from the Lord Jesus, actually.
咁当然咧，佢其实系向主耶稣去学习嘅。
In the four Gospels, there were several times that it is recorded that the Lord Jesus gave thanks on different occasions.
喺四福音书里面咧，其实都记载咗主耶稣系点样喺唔同嘅场合里面去向神献上感谢。
And he will turn his gaze towards heaven in giving thanks to God.
佢会将佢嘅眼睛咧去注目喺天上面，向天上嘅神咧去献上感谢。
When we give thanks
当我哋去感恩嘅时候，
and are grateful towards others,
同埋我哋咧对身边嘅人都系满怀感激。
and this is very helpful for us to learn the lesson of contentment and obedience from God in all circumstances.
就会非常之帮到我哋学习呢个满足嘅功课，同埋咧学习点样喺任何境况里面咧都愿意去信服神。
Especially in trying and challenging circumstances.
特别系喺嗰啲非常之熬炼我哋好困难嘅境况里面。
So to sum up this first and very essential key in living a victorious Christian life.
咁我总结一下啦，如果我哋想去过一个得胜嘅基督徒生活嘅话，
We must learn the lesson of being content in God.
我哋一定要学识喺神里面咧有呢份满足。
And we can already see Heavenly Father will definitely train us and allow us to go through trying situations in our Christian life.
咁我哋可以好肯定咧，就系天父一定会容让我哋咧要去经历一啲人生里面比较困难嘅、比较熬炼嘅境况，因为藉住咁咧，佢喺度训练我哋。
But the real question is, what kind of Christians will you choose to become?
咁但系个问题啊，呢个真正问题就系你会选择成为一个点样嘅基督徒咧？
Is it the kind of Christian that learns to submit to God and to be content, seeking God's will?
你要成为边种嘅基督徒咧？系咪嗰啲真系愿意去降服喺神面前，学习去知足、去感恩嘅，同埋常常寻求神旨意嘅人咧？
Or the one who grumbles and complains, seeking to do one's own will?
定系嗰啲经常喺度抱怨埋怨，其实就喺度追求紧自己嘅旨意嘅人咧？
So let me sum up the first key to be an overcoming Christian with 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
咁都让我首先为大家总结咧，第一个如果你要成为一个得胜嘅基督徒啊，你必须学习嘅关键。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, shall we read it together both in English and Chinese?
咁我哋可以用英文同埋中文都分别读出嚟啊，一齐。
So let's start with English.
首先系英文。
So 1, 2, 3. But godliness with contentment is great gain.
好，我哋一齐读中文。其实敬虔加上知足就是大利。
So notice godliness, which means, yeah, God-centeredness or focusing on God, goes hand in hand with contentment, which is a great gain.
我哋留意到咧，呢度所讲嘅敬虔，其实简单嚟讲就系讲紧完全嘅焦点喺神嗰度，以神为中心。呢一样嘢啊，同敬知足，即系敬虔同知足咧，其实系相提并论嘅。
So let us move on to the second key point regarding being an overcomer in Christ.
咁我哋而家嚟到第二点啦，关于点样可以喺基督里面成为一个得胜者，
So coming back to the passage.
亦都翻翻嚟我哋今日嘅主题经文。
So notice in verse 13,
我哋留意喺第十三节嗰度话，
Paul didn't say I can do all things by myself.
保罗喺呢度咧，并唔系话咧，我可以靠住自己做任何嘅嘢，
I have become spiritual mature.
我已经属灵上变得好成熟啦。
I can do all things by my own strength.
我就能够依靠我嘅能力、力量，可以做到任何嘅嘢啦。
This is not what he says.
呢个就唔系保罗所讲嘅。
But he says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
佢系话我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Here we can observe that Paul is much like the Lord Jesus himself.
呢度我哋又可以观察到咧，保罗其实真系好似主耶稣佢自己嘅。
He is someone who depends totally on God at all times and in all circumstances.
佢系一个喺无论任何境况都系完完全全仰赖依靠神嘅人。
So let us take a look at Lord Jesus' example.
咁我哋可以睇下主耶稣自己嘅例子啦。
In John chapter 5, verse 19.
喺约翰福音嘅5章19节。
So let me read to you in English. John chapter 5, verse 19. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise."
约翰福音5章19节，于是耶稣回答对他们说：我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，他才做；父所做的事，子也照样做。
So when the Lord Jesus was carrying out God's salvation plan, he was already spiritually mature.
当主耶稣话佢开始去执行神呢个救恩计划嘅时候，其实属灵方面佢已经系非常成熟嘅。
Yet the Lord Jesus says he can do nothing on his own, but only what he sees the Heavenly Father is doing.
但系主耶稣喺呢度竟然仍然话我咧靠住自己系唔能够做任何嘢嘅，只凭住自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做嘅，佢先至可以做。
Again in John chapter 5 verse 30,
咁而且喺约翰福音五章嘅30节亦都咁话。
I can do nothing on my own, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
五章三十节，我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判，而我的审判是公平的，因为我不寻求自己的意愿，只寻求差我来那位的旨意。
So how did the Lord Jesus function, and how he show his example to his disciples?
咁究竟耶稣佢系点样行事为人嘅咧？佢点样去成为门徒嘅榜样咧？
This is what he taught in Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
咁我哋去睇下佢自己嘅教导啦，喺马太福音五章三节。
There it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
喺马太福音五章三节咁话，心灵贫穷的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So, yeah, the Beatitudes, yeah, this whole passage is talking about, yeah, picture of a Christian, yeah, a picture of a disciple.
咁其实咧喺八福呢个教导里面咧，其实系净系描绘一个基督徒啊，一个主嘅门徒系应该系点样嘅生命。
So Jesus teaches his disciples, to be poor in spirit.
咁主耶稣咧教导门徒必须系成为一个贫穷嘅人，或者心灵贫穷嘅人。
And he himself is someone who is poor in spirit.
而主耶稣自己嘅就系一个真正喺灵里面都系愿意去学习呢个贫穷嘅人，
Because he himself depend on God totally.
因为佢咧系完完全全嘅去依靠神。
Much like a child who trusts his father or mother simply and wholeheartedly.
就好似一个小孩子真系好全心嘅就信任佢嘅爸爸妈妈。
To such a person, God is willing to reveal himself.
对于咁嘅人咧，神就好乐意去彰显佢自己。
And he welcomes such kind of person into his kingdom.
佢亦都好欢迎咁样，好似小孩子一样嘅心态嘅人咧，能够进入佢嘅国。
And this is also the key to a victorious Christian life.
呢一个咧，亦都系得胜嘅基督徒生命嘅一个关键。
That we learn to depend on God in everything that we do and in any circumstances that come our way.
我哋就要学习啊，喺无论我哋手所作嘅任何事情，或者我哋所面对任何处境都好啦，我哋系完完全全嘅依靠神。
So moment by moment in our hearts, yeah, we call out to God and we depend on Him.
我哋咧每一刻，我哋嘅心事上向神去发出呼求，我哋去依靠佢。
Often being sensitive to what He wants us to do.
常常去保持敏感，呢、这个敏锐明白神咧，想我哋去做啲乜嘢。
Yeah, so contentment and depending totally on God in all things are the two keys I would like to share with you.
咁所以咧，学习呢份嘅知足啦，同埋呢份对神完全嘅信靠，就系、是、我今日想同大家分享嘅两个关键。
And if you really learn to put them into practice,
如果你真系学习去实践呢两方面咧，
and you will find that in seeking and doing God's will, then he will help you to do all things, through him who strengthens us.
咁你就真系能够经历啊！当你去寻求去行出神嘅旨意嘅时候，靠着那加给你力量嘅，真系凡事都能做。
And we can do this already in our everyday life. You don't need to wait till really, challenging and dramatic time to learn this.
咁其实咧，呢、这个功课我哋喺日常嘅生活大小事上已经可以开始去实行去经历，唔需要等到咧有啲非常之戏剧性嘅时刻，我哋先嚟学习。
To learn to be content and depend totally on God.
就系要学习呢份嘅满足，同埋咧完全嘅信靠神。
So in closing, I would like to share with you an encouraging testimony regarding a Taiwanese brother in Christ.
咁喺我结束嘅时候，都想同大家分享一个非常鼓励嘅见证，系一位喺台湾入面嘅主内嘅弟兄。
He's not from our church, and I think I shared it with some of you in the past.
咁佢咧就唔系我哋教会嘅，咁可能喺其他场合可能同有啲弟兄姊妹有分享过啦。
But this, his testimony was once on newspaper long time ago in 1988.
咁其實佢嘅見證咧，係喺上咗報紙啊，係一早喺1988年嘅時候。
So this brother in Christ with his wife, they were both Christians.
咁呢一位刘弟兄同埋佢嘅太太咧，其實兩個都係基督徒嚟嘅。
And Brother Lau was a doctor, medical doctor.
咁刘弟兄咧就係一位醫生啦。
And he had his own clinic.
咁佢係有自己嘅診所嘅。
And he was very zealous for God, and he often shared the gospel message with his patients.
咁佢係對神非常火熱，所以經常向佢嘅病人咧去傳福音嘅。
Because himself and his wife experienced God's salvation earlier in their lives.
因为佢哋喺佢哋嘅生命当中咧，已经经历过神嘅救恩。
So they are moving with the church, also to share the gospel with those people whom he comes into touch with.
咁所以佢哋都跟随教会嘅方向啦，即系能够接触任何人，佢哋都向佢哋传福音。
So such a fine Christian who loves God, everything should be smooth for him, right?
哇！一个咁好嘅基督徒啊，系又爱神又爱人，咁系咪应该就好顺利啦？去试试。
So one day, one thing came crashing down into their lives.
咁有一日咧，预期内嘅一个好大嘅打击。
So their son, who goes to school, still a student, didn't come home that day.
咁佢嘅仔啦，平日即系要翻学噶嘛，咁竟然就放学冇翻嚟喎。
And later on, someone called their number clinic and said they have kidnapped their son.
咁之后佢哋喺诊所就接到电话啦，就系绑架佢哋嘅人打嚟，就话已经挟持咗佢嘅仔。
So they say the person said, if you want your son to be alive and be released, then you have to pay this huge amount of ransom.
咁绑匪当然就系要求一个巨款，就话如果你想你个仔咧仲有命，咁你要带咁多钱嚟。
So it's such a crushing news.
咁对佢哋真系一个好大嘅打击啦。
So, Brother Lau and his wife initially, of course, was in panic.
咁当然啦，呢个刘弟兄同佢太太最初都会真系好震惊、好慌张、好慌乱。
Of course, the kidnapper said, you can't call the police, right?
咁当然，绑匪梗系警告佢哋，你唔可以报警。
Otherwise, I'll kill your son.
如果唔系，我就会撕票啦，杀死你嘅仔。
So what to do?
咁点做好咧？
So put yourself in their shoes.
如果你真系将自己代入佢哋嘅处境，
Someday someone call you, oh, your daughter or your son is kidnapped.
如果有一日你真系突然间收到电话，话你嘅仔或者你嘅女被绑架啦，
So how will you respond?
你会点样去反应咧？
Dr. Lau and his wife, they in their despair, they came before God in prayer.
喺佢哋好绝望沮丧嘅时候，佢哋咧嚟到神面前去祷告。
But initially, they were full of questions and they couldn't understand.
最初喺祷告里面嘅时候，佢哋其实心里充满各种嘅疑问，佢哋唔能够明白点解咁嘅事情会发生。
Because they are God loving people. They share the gospel and they have a heart for God.
因为佢哋系爱神嘅人，佢哋喺度咁热心传福音。仲有冇？Sorry。
Why can't a loving God allow this to happen?
点解一个爱人嘅神可以容许咁嘅事情发生咧？
Why didn't he watch over my son?
点解佢唔看顾保守我嘅仔咧？
So initially they couldn't understand, they even murmured.
所以最初佢哋真系唔能够明白，可能都系带有抱怨嘅去呢个祷告。
But as they draw close to God in prayer,
但当佢哋真系藉住祷告亲近接触到神嘅时候，
in God's lights,
喺神嘅光照底下。
then they began to give thanks.
佢哋竟然开始去感恩喎。
And I believe they can do this because they are people who are used to giving thanks in peaceful time.
咁我好相信佢哋之所以能够咁做咧，系因为喺顺境里面，佢哋都已经系一个时常感恩嘅人。
So remember what I shared with you, where we fix our eyes?
嗱，头先我都同大家分享过啦，我哋嘅眼目究竟专注喺乜嘢嗰度咧？
So if you turn to look to God and to be able to see in His light, then you begin to understand more of His will.
如果我哋能够将眼目转向神，嚟到佢嘅光中咧，我哋就会开始睇到更加深远佢嘅旨意系点嘅。
Even at that time, they still couldn't understand what God is doing.
虽然喺嗰一刻佢哋并未能够明白究竟神喺度做紧啲乜嘢，
But they chose to give thanks and to worship and praise.
但佢哋咧选择去献上佢哋嘅感谢，甚至系讲紧系敬拜赞美神。
They saw if God allowed this to happen,
佢哋当时睇到嘅就系，如果神容许呢样嘢发生，
He must have His plan.
佢一定系有佢嘅计划。
And what they need to do
而佢哋需要做嘅系咩咧？
is not to complain and to panic,
就唔系去好慌张、好慌乱，甚至去抱怨。
but to coordinate with God so that He can bring His plan to completion.
而系啊，应该同神去合作同工，以至一神嘅计划能够达成。
So they pray for God's guidance and wisdom in how to communicate with this kidnapper.
于是佢哋就祷告求神咧，赐俾佢哋佢嘅指引啦，佢嘅智慧，应该点样去同呢个绑匪去沟通，
That His good will and His plan will be accomplished.
以致神美好嘅旨意同埋计划能够成就。
Of course, they pray for their son's safety, but in everything that they entrust to God, but they just pray that they can be used by God in His plan.
咁當然啦，佢哋梗係會為到佢哋嘅仔嘅安全去禱告啦。但佢哋更加睇重嘅就係、祈求神咧，能夠喺佢嘅計劃裏面都使用佢哋。
So this is what we are learning today, to be content in circumstances that come our way to submit and to look to God to understand His will and to do His will.
咁呢個正正係我哋今日所要學嘅，就係咧喺我哋日常生活，无论乜嘢境况里面，点样去学习都可以将自己完全交托俾神，学习呢份嘅知足，学习去依靠神。
So we can, really do what we should, to let God accomplish His work.
以致我哋能够做自己该做嘅部分，然后让神咧亲自去完成佢嘅计划。
And God is the supplier of strength.
而神咧系供应我哋力量嘅嗰位神。
And God helped them to come down. So to be able to function, you have to be calm, right? You cannot panic or have adrenaline rush. You cannot think clearly.
咁好奇妙嘅就系神咧，帮佢哋冷静啊！因为咧，我哋都知道啦，如果我哋人好慌乱嘅时候咧，其实你唔能够好正常咁去运作啊，去思考。咁如果你净系让嗰啲咩肾上腺素咁样暴升咧，其实系帮唔到嘅情况嘅。
So but God helped them to have this peace that surpassed understanding to safeguard their hearts.
咁神咧就赐俾佢哋出人意料嘅平安，能够保守佢哋嘅心怀意念。
And they also pray for this person who committed this crime.
佢哋甚至为到呢个绑匪去祷告，
And they decided to also let the police know.
佢哋都决定要通知，要去报警啦。
And so, the police was helping them or monitoring the situation.
咁所以当然警察就加入去，即系监察住佢哋之间嘅互动啊，睇住个情况啦。
So as Dr. Lau or Brother Lau was communicating with the kidnapper,
当呢个刘弟兄或者刘医生咧，去同绑匪去对话嘅时候，
he tried to share gospel with him,
佢就竟然向佢传福音。
and trying to ask why he would choose to do such evil. Is it because he's no way out, he's in a very difficult situation.
佢就去问到呢个绑匪啊，乜嘢驱使你要去做呢样咁大嘅邪恶嘅事情咧？系咪因为你嘅处境实在走投无路啊？
And if he needs help, then he's willing to help. You don't need to use this to be helped.
如果你系需要帮助，我好乐意去帮助你。你唔需要用咁嘅手段、咁嘅途径去获得帮助噶。
Of course, the kidnapper initially was very hardened of heart. He is very cautious and he doesn't want to hear about Jesus or any of his words.
咁當然啦，嗰個綁匪最初咧都係非常之警惕啦，佢心好硬嘅，佢唔會咁容易就去聽呢個劉醫生呢啲嘅説話，亦都唔想去聽福音。
Just said, just give me the money, otherwise your son is dead.
佢只係繼續堅持，你好快啲將贖金帶嚟，如果唔係你個仔咧就冇命噶啦。
So, can we see the next slides? So this is the so that this brother recorded a testimony online through the one of the Christian channel, and this is the advertisement or the yeah about this link.
咁後尾咧，好多年之後，即係有人製作咗呢個弟兄嘅見證啦，喺某一個平台。咁呢個就係介紹呢個弟兄見證嘅一個廣告或者介紹。
And this picture kind of capture what this brother did.
咁呢一幅圖咧，都大概咁去表達出佢當時呢個弟兄係做咗啲乜嘢啦。
As Heavenly Father through the Holy Spirit led him to do. So he put the ransom money in a bag as the kidnapper asked. And he also wrote a letter along with the ransom and put a Bible in it.
咁呢個劉弟兄當時被神嘅靈感動咧，就除咗帶咗贖金咧，佢都寫咗一封信俾個綁匪，更擺咗一本聖經喺嗰啲錢入面個袋
So
嗰度。
basically, he wrote, "Dear friend, Jesus loves you, and I love you too."
佢竟然就係對綁匪咁話嘅：耶穌愛你，我也愛你。
If this money can help you repent or help you not make the wrong again, yeah, please don't repeat the mistake.
这笔钱若能让你悔改，就请别再犯了。
And yeah, he dropped the money as the kidnapper told him to do.
咁佢就按照绑匪嘅指示咧，就将啲赎金去摆低啦。
And what's touching is
咁好令人感动嘅地方就系、
the kidnapper eventually released his son.
最后呢绑匪真系放咗佢个仔。
And surprisingly, the same night he called Dr. Lau.
而喺同一晚上咧，竟然呢个绑匪亲自打电话俾个刘医生。
And he was crying on the phone. He said, "Oh, I have done you wrong. You are a good person."
咁佢喺电话上咧就喊住咁样同刘医生讲：我真系好对唔住你啊！我真系做错啦，我系一个坏人。
And yeah, but I had no way out.
但系我真系走投无路
I
啦，
really needed the money.
我真系好需要呢笔钱。
And yeah, Dr. Lau was helping him, and he said, "Yeah, I know, and yeah, only Jesus can help you. Yeah, and only God and Jesus can help you."
咁刘医生话我知道，但系咧只有神同埋主耶稣能够帮到你。
And I hope you will not commit this crime again,
咁我真系希望你唔好再犯咁样嘅错啦，
because you are destroying your life.
因为你喺度自我毁灭紧你嘅生命。
So, I think what God led Brother Lau to do is to show compassion to this kidnapper, to really understand his situation through the conversation they had, even though he was very hardened at heart at first.
咁我哋睇到咧，神嘅灵带领咗刘医生咧，或者刘弟兄佢所做嘅就系喺佢同绑匪嘅交谈里面啊。纵然绑匪当时嘅心系非常之刚硬，但系佢能够以呢份好有慈悲怜悯嘅心肠咧，去明白呢个绑匪嘅处境，佢嘅艰难。
So the kidnapper actually called to apologize to him and asked, "Oh, what should I do?" Then, yeah, Dr. Lau was sharing the gospel with him and urging him to repent and commit his life to God.
咁其实绑匪咧打电话俾刘医生，就甚至问佢：咁我而家应该可以点做咧？咁于是咧，刘医生就可以更加详细同佢讲解福音啦，话俾佢听：你真系要去认罪，要去悔改，将生命交托俾神。
And he was leading him to pray, to ask God to forgive him in his sins. And he said, "You must not do this again. You must, how Jesus forgive you, you should also share his love with the people you meet."
咁於是刘医生咧就祷告带领呢个弟兄去认罪悔改啦，求神嘅饶恕啦，而且咧亦都解释俾佢听，嗱耶稣都愿意咁样去原谅你嘅时候，你都要效法耶稣嘅爱去爱其他嘅人。
And yeah, so it was a turnaround, a picture of being victorious, overcoming evil.
咁呢个就一个非常之美丽嘅 转折点啊，系一个得胜嘅图画，系神嘅善良咧去胜过啲罪恶。
Because the police were monitoring the phone lines, so they were also listening to the tweets.
因为当时啊，嗰啲警察梗系密切喺度监察、监听住佢哋对话，所以咧，所有警员都喺度听紧佢哋所讲嘅。
And later on, the policeman said, "Oh, you did something we couldn't do with prison."
哇！后屘咧，警员就同刘医生讲：，你所做嘅系我哋藉住监狱都做唔到嘅嘢。
Because prison is supposed to change a person's heart, right?
因为将人去放入监牢，就系希望能够俾佢改过自身啦，系咪？改变佢嘅心。
But it can be unsuccessful.
但好多时候都未必系成功嘅。
But yeah, the word of God, the power of God's love is so powerful that the person, yeah, they have a genuine change of heart.
但系咧，神嘅话与神嘅爱系咁大啊！呢个能力，以致咧呢个囚犯呢个绑匪真系有一个真诚嘅内心嘅改变。
So that's why that was on the newspaper.
所以咧就上报啦。
So the previous slides.
前一章
So it says, Dr. Lau touched a prodigal son. The Bible calls once a hardened stone to soften.
咁所以连报纸啊都讲咧，呢位刘医生系点样嘅？what is it? Sorry, 刘医生系
touch 哦。
感化咗呢个顽石系嘛？即系藉住圣经。
So this is what picture of a true Christian is like.
其实呢个咧就是一个真正基督徒嘅生命系点样嘅一个图画。
Be content in all circumstances.
喺无论任何嘅境况际遇里面，都能够有呢份嘅满足知足。
And to understand God's will.
亦都系明白神嘅旨意。
And also, yeah, to.Overcome, yeah, any challenges in doing God's will.
亦都能够咧喺实行遵行神旨意里面咧，能够胜过任何嘅难阻嘅。
As Paul shared, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
就好似保罗佢自己讲啦，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
And we can do this as we can be trained by God and to be renewed in our spirits every day. You don't need to wait.If your son or your daughter or your mother is kidnapped,
咁咧，我哋其实系可以咧，每一日都首先俾神去训练，俾神去更新我哋嘅心思意念啦。千祈就唔使等到你嘅仔、你嘅女或者你嘅父母被人绑架先嚟学。
So we can, yeah, all learn to be overcomers, a victorious Christian by God's grace.
所以靠住神嘅恩典咧，我哋都可以一齐学习成为呢个得胜者。
After.Christ Jesus' example.
就是去仿效耶稣基督的榜样。
So let us close in prayer.
我们一起用祷告结束。